Incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott turns to his reelection campaign for the general election. Last night, he secured his party's nomination by warding off a challenge from Keith Stern. In his bid for a second two-year term, he'll now face Democratic nominee Christine Hultquist on November 6th. And Governor Phil Scott joins me now by phone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. There's been a lot of national coverage today of Christine Hultquist, who is the first transgender candidate to win a major party's nomination for governor. As you look to November, where do you see the biggest differences between yourself and Hultquist?
Well, I think there are a number of differences, but I just look back at my record about what we've accomplished over the last couple of years and what we need to continue to do. 2 years isn't near enough time to make really transformative changes. But we've been able to keep our budgets in check. We've reduced property tax, we've not allowed property tax rates to increase, other than in the last the non-residential portion in the last session. And we've made all kinds of other investments, like in TIF districts, and added to the workforce and housing, $35 million housing bond. So we've been making some changes, but we need to continue because we know, I believe, that Vermont is unaffordable. We have an affordability crisis on our hands, and we have the means to do something about it.
Well, you won the Republican primary with 65% of the vote. Still, about a third of Republicans did not vote for you. So I'm curious, why not? What do you think made them choose to go with someone without political experience over you in the primary?
Well, I think it was fairly obvious. The media has been talking about it for the last few months in terms of gun safety legislation that I signed. I think that was probably the largest factor. There was a very engaged, angry sector that did not want to see any changes in our gun laws. And I was open-minded to that after the Fairhaven situation that just followed on the heels of the Parkland, horrific Parkland issue in Florida, where 17 lives were lost. So there's a great deal of responsibility as governor. It falls squarely on your shoulders, and I believe public safety is your highest obligation. And so I decided to take action instead of inaction. And there were a number of people who were disappointed and angry about that signing, and chose themselves to take action. And when someone is angry and disappointed, they are motivated, and they're motivated to come to the polls retribution against me. And that's what we saw last night. But I'm really grateful for those who put that aside and decided to support me, and others who were unwavering in their support over the years.
Well, for those voters who disagree with you on the gun control issue, do you have a plan to bring them to your side in the general election, or do you plan to go without them in the general election?
Well, again, I've committed over the last 2 years. We've level funded residential property tax rates. We've had no increase of fees or taxes for the general fund. We eliminated the income tax on Social Security for low and moderate income Vermonters. We reduced the income tax rates by $30 million and tuition-free college for our National Guard members. Those are the things that we've done and that we've accomplished, pocketbook issues. And I know, from my standpoint, I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm not going to apologize for being a fiscal conservative, but I like to make investments where it gives us the highest return.
Well, to stay on the issue of taxes, you ran your first campaign for governor with a pledge to not raise taxes. Is that a pledge you're ready to reissue in 2018?
Well, certainly when you have, we had a surplus for the first time in a very long time this last session, about a $65 million in surplus. And it's counterintuitive to me, when you have a surplus, that you would want to raise taxes, which I resisted. That's why I vetoed the budget twice last year. And I'll continue to advocate for living within our means, being able to utilize those surpluses to make investments as well, to give taxpayers relief. Because if we can't give them relief, if we can't make it more affordable in Vermont, we're not going to attract, nor are we going to keep people here.
Okay.
And that's our biggest issue that we face.
But in terms of that...
But as far as a pledge, I pledged going into the first year that I found a way. We're not going to raise tax and fees. Then we built our budget for the next year and lived within a growth rate calculation that a rolling average of the economy, a growth of the economy and wages over 6 years. And we implemented a second year without raising tax and fees. And if we continue the way we're going, there's no need for us to raise taxes or fees. So I'll take that year, every year, based on how we're doing and making sure that we're not growing a budget faster than our means ability to pay it. I'll do it year to year based on the revenues and how the economy is doing.
So you're not ready to make a pledge to not raise taxes in your next term?
Well, when I release a budget, you'll know. And that's the way I did it the last 2 years, and that's the way I'll continue to do it. I just want to make sure that we're, and I see, again, with the revenues, the way they're coming in, the economy's heating up, there is absolutely no reason to raise taxes at this point in time.
Finally, Governor Scott, the Republican Governors Association spent $1 million to support you ahead of the primary. Do you welcome this support from outside groups, and do you think it's good for Vermont democracy?
Well, we certainly have seen it from all sides in the last election. The RGA came forward and helped me out. My opponent had more help from different organizations on the other side. I expect we'll see more of that. It's nothing that I can coordinate with, obviously. This is something that they do independently. But it helped me in the last election, and I believe that it countered some of what I was facing in terms of those groups that came out against me. So we're in this to win. They spent $100,000 or $200,000 on so far on this campaign. I think they've, from what I've read, and I only know what I read through the media, that they've pledged to put more into the campaign in the general election.
Governor Phil Scott, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks very much for having me on.